Mike, you were bringing up something during break, and I think that we could turn this into a topic about things that they should teach you in school that they don't teach you.
Yes, So we were moving, we're looking for a bed frame. So we got this bed frame this weekend. We were moving it to our house, and we bought it off like Facebook Marketplace or whatever, which, by the way, buying a bed frame off there is an interesting process because you start to think about what this person has used the bed frame. The whole side, I digress. So we put it on our bed, we borrowed my father-in-law's trailer. It's like one of those little tiny trailers you just put on a trailer hitch, you drive it around or whatever. And I've used them before, but I'm like self-taught when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like nobody's ever sat down and said, this is how you back up a trailer. This is how you pull a trailer. And backing up the trailer is probably one of the hardest, simplest things to do in the entire world. Like they should teach that at high school. Somebody at some point should do a class and like, this is how you move everyday things, or this is how you do simple things in your life that nobody's ever going to teach you. Like my dad probably should have showed me how to do that. And he may have. He may have actually tried to, but I literally have no idea how to back up a trailer.
Did you take driver's ed class in your school, or did you take it from like one of those private places?
In my school.
Okay, because in my school, the driver's ed class, the teacher was also the band director.
Yeah, yeah, it was something like that too.
And it was a little side hustle thing for him to do the driver's ed thing.
Yeah.
Because he would make us have to drive the band equipment to the band events.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Sure, so, sure. And then we had to unload them off of the truck. And I was like, wait a second. I remember coming home and saying to my sisters, because I lived with my sisters when I was a teenager, I go, when you guys sign me up for driver's ed, am I supposed to be lifting like tubas and drum sets and all this stuff and bring them in there? But Mike, I learned from that guy. That's the only reason I learned was he was making us drive the trailer that had the band equipment on it.
That's smart, though, because it's like a skill that if you want, like, anything, if you want a boat, you want a camper, you want to just pull a trailer, you need to know how to do that because it's you got to park certain ways. You got to, if you back up, you have to turn a steering wheel. Like, I didn't know any of that stuff.
Okay, so I guess, I was upset about the fact that I had to do all the heavy lifting.
Right.
But I guess he gave me, you know, the idea of what to do when I rent a U-Haul someday. Right?
Yeah. And it's the stuff that they should teach you. Like, that's a great thing that, like, and maybe that was the point of it, but that's, they should teach that. And
I mentioned this to a kid the other day. I was over at New Day Foundation, which is a great organization that helps out family members who have somebody in their family that was diagnosed with cancer. And they had a college intern there. And I said that they should teach you how to not use credit cards. Like in school, like they should teach you that you realize that when you pay for this thing, if you make a minimum payment, you're going to be paying for the rest of your life. Because that's like one of the things that they never talk about.
Something they do not spend enough time on in high school.
Yeah. Actually, Morgan, you had, that was what your example was, right? Of things they should teach you in school. Morgan.
I have, a whole list of things that I could think of: household maintenance, car maintenance, finances, budgeting, proper sex education. I mean, I've learned so much science and math that I don't use ever.
Right.
But I would love to be able to do simple things to my car by myself, or fix up simple things around my house, or just leaving high school and having an idea about budgeting.
They don't do like home ec type classes or any of that stuff, like, or personal, like you said, personal finance classes that are smart, but they make you read Catcher in the Rye and tell everybody about its writing style.
Right. You know?
I never understood that.
There should be just like a random class of like how to put air in your tires, how to turn on your grill. I'm thinking of all the things that over the past like 2 years I've really had to learn how to do and not be scared of. But like getting stuff together for your taxes and what you should be prepared for. And
we had a horticulture class.
Horticulture?
What is it?
Horniculture.
Horniculture.
Right? Isn't it horticulture?
It is horticulture.
Horticulture?
Yeah, with a T, not an N.
Well, we had that class, which was taught by Coach Keener, our varsity baseball coach.
Baseball coach?
Yes, because you were the grounds crew for his baseball fields.
Oh my gosh.
It was unpaid labor.
At Marist High School in Chicago, Illinois, you doubled as a whole bunch of things in whatever class you were taking, you know, like the band teacher teaching the driver's ed, you know, the horror culture class from Coach Keener.
I liked horny culture.
Horny culture. What's going on, Christina?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
Well, I just dropped off my kids at school and listening to you guys as I usually do.
Welcome aboard.
And probably they're not being taught any of the stuff that we're talking about here right now, right?
No, definitely not. They're too little for that.
What do you think that they should be learning in school that they'll use for the rest of their lives?
Well, I mean, driver's training especially. We own an auto repair shop, and people come in that know zero about their vehicle. Mm-hmm. So things like what the warning signs in their car look like so they can pull over if they have something on instead of blowing up their engine would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it seems that anyone that's 16 years old and older, they just ignore the warnings. They just go, oh, yeah, that light's been on for like 2 weeks.
They usually just try to make it home or make it somewhere instead of pulling over and stopping if they see something. So, yeah. I mean, basic things on how to check in your car would be very helpful in driver's training, especially.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would tell you this, too, the other one, Christina, in math, like with math. They do all these math problems, and one of the greatest math problems that you can figure out is how to add 20% on for a tip. Like, like no teacher like does that. Like, they'll do math, and they'll teach you 20%. You know, they'll teach you how to do percentages. But they won't tell you the common thing that you're going
to
use it for.
Real-world application way to do it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, there's some classes that I sit there and I think to myself, I'm like, do they really still do that in class? But then I often wonder, like, what are you going to do it, you know, do with that?
Like, I had to take trigonometry. There's no reason I knew I was never going to have to apply trigonometry to the real world.
What is trigonometry?
No idea. Right? No idea. Like, I say, save that for college if you're going to be an engineer or some kind of scientist where you need that.
Right.
Then you take that. I don't need that in junior year. I need to know how to not burn my laundry. You know, how to
properly put a condom on so you don't get a disease or pregnancy.
How to boil pasta.
Boil pasta is a big one. I can't believe that most classes don't have, like, a home ec class. Like, I can't believe that.
We did in middle school.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did.
Like, seventh grade, maybe.
Well, I went to Catholic school. That was always the first thing they took out to do religion instead.
Yeah, I didn't have it.
Somebody said there should be a class for like how to maintain an online presence and how to be safe online.
That's actually a really great idea.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal one. Protecting yourself so your information goes out there.
See, I feel like I was raised on that education, but didn't learn how to pay my taxes. I don't know how to buy a house, but I know how to be online. Because I was one of the first generations that grew up with computers in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why don't you teach the class then for everybody else?
Of online presence?
Yeah.
Well, clearly I don't do it right if you follow me on social media.
I think you could do it. I think that this would be a great opportunity for you.
But I think it's ridiculous that I had that class, but I did not have a home ec offered.
Yeah. Can you make mac and cheese?
No.
The best class I took that wasn't like technically academic related was typing. Honestly. And I remember being like, I'm going to spend a whole semester learning how to type. But that, like, I use that. Mrs. Glusky, I know you listen. You did the best job. I can still hear her going, J-Y. This is where the Y is.
Let me go back to my school so I can reminisce, too.
I loved her.
Coach Styler taught the typing class, and you used to have
to. You type with your finger.
You would have to, in the class, type up the rosters of the opposing team that was playing the basketball team that week. I'm telling you.
You didn't do speed tests?
Oh, that was so nervous.
Yeah.
I love those.
Oh, I hated them. I used to ask Mrs. Childers if I can go to the office when they did those. Mojo, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you have any teachers that weren't a coach?
No, they were all coaches.
They all doubled as something.
Yeah. They were hired for their football skills. Next thing you know, they're leading Mojo into the next century.
We did, by the way. We were state champions, 5A state champions, 3 years in a row.
Man.
Whoa,
hey, now. Wow, wow. Nobody taught me how to do that one in school.